Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Just literally seconds ago, finished up my interview with Roger Stone. I was on Roger Stone's television show on Lindell Television. Yes, he is one of my co-mates on Lindell TV. And Roger wanted to interview me about a whole variety of topics, but mostly about the COVID vaccine and the CDC's decision to give that COVID vaccine to children. And of course, my belief that the COVID vaccine is dangerous and deadly, and all the data I've compiled. He said I've compiled the greatest data he's ever seen. He's never seen anyone with it, with the comprehensive list that that I, Wayne Root, have compiled that proves conclusively that the data around the world, not me, I'm not proving it, the data around the world proves conclusively that the COVID vaccine is very dangerous, very deadly, causing heart attacks, causing strokes, causing cancer in massive increases, the most dramatic uptick in cancer ever, causing deaths in the most dramatic uptick anyone has ever seen in world history. World War II, with all the people that died in World War II, not even close to the amount of increase in death seen in the year 2021 by life insurance companies. Not even close. So Roger was fascinated by all of that and had me on to talk about it, and so we did. So really, there's so many lead stories, I don't even know what to go with. There's 100 stories that I think are lead stories. But let me start with some good news. There's so much good news out today that it's incredible. All over the country, we're winning big. Here's one of them. Democrats pull out of swing state Florida. It's going to be ugly. Democrats have pulled out all the money for Florida TV and radio. They're done. They're about to lose in a massive landslide. Rubio up by double digits for the U.S. Senate in Florida. And, of course, Ron DeSantis up by double digits in his race for governor. Who would vote for Charlie Crist over DeSantis, who's been the greatest governor maybe in the history of America, but certainly the greatest governor right now in the United States of America, and during COVID, the greatest governor? Who would ever vote against him, let alone vote for weakling Charlie Crist, one of the weakest men ever? And he's getting destroyed. We're winning Florida in a landslide. We're winning everywhere in a landslide. Republican Carrie Lake takes an 11-point lead in the Arizona governor's race. No surprise to me. I knew that would happen. In a weird off-mic moment, they caught Chuck Schumer telling the President of the United States, or at least the alleged President of the United States, the illegitimate President of the United States, Joe Biden, on a hot mic. They didn't know the mic was on. And he admitted to Biden that they're in a lot of trouble and that Fetterman hurt his chances in the debate with Dr. Oz. The Democrat Senate leader told Biden Fetterman didn't do too much damage to his prospects in the Senate race. Yeah, didn't do too much damage. Chuck Schumer admitted in a hot mic moment that John Fetterman hurt his chances with a shaky debate. It looked like the debate didn't hurt us too much in Pennsylvania, Schumer told the president. So that's good. Right, okay. Fetterman can't even speak. And as he did try and utter words, they came out so badly that at the exact time live action betting was going on, on offshore odds sites, and Oz was going from a long, deep underdog to a huge favorite. This election is over. Oz is going to be Fetterman unless there's massive voter fraud, and that's a good possibility in Pennsylvania, just as it is here in Nevada. That was something that Roger Stone asked me about. He said to Adam Laxalt, what do you think? Is he going to win? I don't like the fact, Roger Stone said, that he's ahead by 2 points in polls. And I said, well, in the latest Rasmussen, I saw he was up by way more than that. It was either 5 or 7, but it doesn't matter. Democrats cheat double digits in Nevada. This is a completely rigged state. How do I know? Number one, we voted in after 2020. After 2020, the all-Democrat legislature voted in permanent mail-in ballots sent to every person in the state, whether you want it or not. You have no idea where they're going. You have no idea who's filling them out. We have no voter ID in the state. We've got permanent. They voted in permanent ballot harvesting. We've got no real serious signature matching. We have machines that signature match, and they say yes to every single ballot. And then we've got, on top of that, illegal aliens all registered to vote because they go to DMV to get their driver's license, and they're automatically, they can't even opt out. They're automatically registered to vote. It's incredible. And no one's allowed to ask what country they're from. No one. Are you an American? No, can't ask that. That would be illegal. You'd be some sort of racist if you asked that question. You know what's funny? All over the world, they're talking about implementing a digital ID system. Everybody in the world's going to have digital ID. But if you ask for voter ID, so from now on, I'm going to come out in favor of digital ID. Wayne Root's going to say, I think everyone should be planted with a chip to vote. Only to vote. Digital ID should only be for voting. That's the most important area in the world where you need ID is voting. Let's have digital chips implanted into our arms that tell us who we're dealing with, and you can only vote one time. And guess what would happen? The entire Democrat Party would collapse. They wouldn't win a race outside of a few all-Democrat cities. They wouldn't win a race anywhere in this country if things were counted fairly. If you had digital ID or a chip implanted to vote that proved you were who you were, or you had to provide photo proof plus biometric thumbprint like they do in Mexico and like they do in Puerto Rico in American territory. If you couldn't vote without those things, let me tell you something. There'd be no voter fraud in America, and Democrats would never win elections. They'd be a permanent tiny minority party. So the next time someone talks to you about digital ID or chipping somebody, I think you tell them, you know what, I support it completely for voting. Everyone should be chipped to vote, and their vote only counts one time, and that's the end of it. Because you know what I think is happening? I think every liberal Democrat in this state is getting those ballots, then they go physically to vote, and they send in their ballot. Or they go physically to vote, and they give their ballot to a friend. Or they go physically to vote, and they take their ballot, and they fill out a fake name and a fake signature, and they just send it in, and it gets counted. It's just, this state is so bad. That's why I want, you know, I said to Roger Stone, I'm personal friends with Adam Laxalt. I'm personal friends with Joe Lombardo for governor. I'm personal friends with Stavros Anthony for lieutenant governor. I'm personal friends with Sigal Chadha for attorney general. I'm personal friends with Michelle Fiore for treasurer of the state of Nevada. I'm personal friends with Sam Peters for United States Congress. I am personal friends, all the Republicans up and down the ticket are my buddies. They've been to my home. They've been to my office. They've been on my radio show. These are my buddies, and I'm fighting for it. I'm giving them everything I've got. And I don't know, even if this is a red wave all across the country, even if it's a red wave in Nevada, I just don't know if we're going to win in Nevada. I will not give any assurances in Nevada. I give assurances that we're going to win a red wave landslide for Congress, and we're going to pick up 3 to 5 Senate seats. So we'll have a 53-47 advantage at the least, I believe, and we'll have maybe even as much as a 55-45 or 56-44 advantage in the Senate, and we can really be back in the driver's seat in this country. But I will not make guarantees in Nevada because it is so rigged here. It's as bad as California. And you just don't know if we can win. But I think if you get a real landslide and you win by 20 points, they can only rig like 8 to 10. So maybe we're still going to sweep everything in Nevada, even though it's rigged. I just want to give a warning. And that is that nobody is mentioning the fact that there was not permanent mail-in balloting in 2016, 18, or 20 when we lost almost every race in the state. and there was not permanent ballot harvesting in those days. And yet, today we've got both of those, and no one seems to notice that that may have closed the window on Republicans ever winning again in this state. Nobody but me seems to notice that they legalized mail-in ballots to everyone, and they legalized ballot harvesting after the 2020 election, which should make the prospects of Republicans winning here harder than they've ever been in history times 10. And yet everybody's going, oh, look, we're ahead of the polls. What does that mean? Polls are meaningless if you could cheat all you want. And Democrats cheat, 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 cheat. By the way, I want you all to email me, because I'll give you my choices how to vote up and down the ballot. Judges, minor races, major races. Wayne Root will tell you the right way to vote in every race, including all the judge races. And by the way, on the ballot questions, everyone keeps emailing me. You can email me, and I will give you how to vote on everything, including the ballot questions and the judges and the minor races, everything. WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you're in Nevada, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I will give you my choices. But let me tell you on the ballot questions. Simple. No, no, no. Vote no on everything. They're all bad. Don't vote yes on a single ballot question. No, no, no. All right, so some other news of the day. Amazon imploded today. Couldn't happen to a better guy. Mark Zuckerberg, I hope you wind up as a homeless person with a tin can on the side of the highway. You loser little liberal schmuck. That's what you are, Zuckerberg. You're a loser. Amazon lost more than 20% on disappointing news and catastrophic guidance moving forward on his pet project Meta, the metaverse. Nobody wants it. Nobody's buying it. It's a bomb. Facebook's dying. They're just like Twitter. Without Elon Musk, Twitter would have been out of business in 2 years. But Elon Musk will save Twitter, and I will be back on Twitter soon. Single greatest loss of wealth in the history of the world today. Zuckerberg lost $100 billion. He was vaporized. Now, unfortunately, he's probably got plenty more billions where that comes from. But I hope you wind up with a tin cup begging for money, you liberal loser. You commie that fixed the 2020 election. Because that's what you did with your Zuckerberg $400 million. You legally stole the election. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. And get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An associate producer, he always catches me when I conflate something. I say it wrong. I conflated Amazon with Facebook because they both went down dramatically today. It was the single greatest wealth loss in history with Facebook and Zucker Puck, as I call him. And that's not the word I use when I describe him. $100 billion vaporized as Meta bombs. So $100 billion was lost by Mark Zucker Puck. And Amazon implodes by more than 20% after missing on revenues and giving catastrophic guidance. The reason I bring up Amazon, and it's not that the owner of Amazon is not a liberal SOB as well. He's not as bad as Zuckerberg, and he didn't personally try and steal the entire 2020 election as Zuckerberg intended to do with his $400 million project to get out the vote in nothing but blue cities and blue counties and in battleground states to try and defeat Trump, and it worked. So he literally might have been single-handedly responsible for rigging and stealing the entire 2020 election, Zuckerberg. So Amazon CEO is not like that. But the reason I bring up, but he is a liberal and he is a globalist. But the reason I bring up Amazon is they actually said and their sales growth moderated, and they expect the challenges of inflation, rising fuel costs, and weaker demand to persist through the holiday quarter. That was their CFO, Brian Olsavsky, talking. So, and they're suggesting more cuts of employees could be coming. So on one hand, Zuckerberg just lost his ass. And like I said, I hope he's on the street corner with a tin cup on the side of a highway. We'll work for food. I'm a liberal moron. And Amazon proves that the economy is dying under Joe Biden. Just dying. And we've got to vote these people out. Horrible, horrible, horrible people. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Nevada Corporate Headquarters. You know, the media has called me the king of Vegas for about 20 years, and I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets, and it was the best move I've ever made. And right after that, that's when the media started calling me the king of Vegas sports gambling and the king of Vegas. And I love this place. You know, it really has done everything I ever intended and then some when I moved here from California. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. In that way, Nevada is like the Monte Carlo of America, the Switzerland of America, the Luxembourg of America. If you're a business owner, a real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada LLC is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity. And you don't have to live here, even though this is a national show, and I'm telling you, you can live in any state or even outside the United States and set up a Nevada LLC. My big flagship station is right here in Las Vegas, AM 670. So for all my Vegas listeners, you certainly want a Las Vegas Nevada LLC. And who will set it up for you? No one's better than Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in business, over 14,000 reviews, 5-star rating. Go to NevadaWAR.com. That's the address they set up just for me and my fans, because Nevada WAR stands for Nevada Wayne Allyn Root. NevadaWAR.com. That's NevadaWAR.com. And you get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and assets with a Nevada LLC. Get your free guide today at NevadaWAR.com. There's so much news out there. Ben Shapiro, Mr. Pro-Vax. He was also Mr. Anti-Trump for a long time. He's wrong about so many things, Ben Shapiro. It's amazing. He's a conservative, but he's wrong about a lot. He's a typical conservative that doesn't know anything because he doesn't have street smarts like I do. Thank God I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood with a bunch of mafia rough thugs surrounded by an all-black town and went to an all-black middle school and all-black high school and learned how to fight and learned how to get along with people. That's something that Ben Shapiro, I'm sure, grew up a little privileged brat and doesn't know about anything and has no gut instinct. But Ben Shapiro finally admits he was wrong about the vaccine. What took you so long, Ben? On December 8, 2020, just days before Trump's Operation Warp Speed COVID vaccine would officially commence, Ben Shapiro openly promoted the jabs on Twitter, calling his followers dopes if they refused to roll up their sleeves. Now, 2 years later, took you 2 years to agree with Wayne Root. Ben Shapiro admits he was wrong. Finally admits he was wrong. Wow. Amazing. It's about time. Let me see if I can find the quote. Just trying to find a quote. He ranted that it is now perfectly clear we were lied to, and we were lied at a very high level and from very, very early on by both the vaccine companies in terms of the ability of the vaccine to prevent transmission and by our politicians who apparently knew better. He became enraged after hearing recent testimony from Pfizer executive Jeanine Small, who told the world neither her employer nor her corporate partner produced any evidence to suggest that their mRNA vaccine is in any way capable of preventing COVID transmission, let alone infection. Hey, Ben, welcome to Wayne's World.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess. us and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is commending Micron Technology for its plan to build a new computer chip fabrication plant in New York. Speaking in Syracuse, Biden saying it's one of the most significant investments the country has ever seen. Top officials in Texas are announcing money for a new elementary school in Uvalde. Governor Greg Abbott was among those to reveal $15 million will go toward building a new school. The money comes after a shooting at Robb Elementary School back in May left 19 students and two teachers dead. The Houston Astros will turn to their ace to start Game 1 of the World Series. The team announcing Justin Verlander will be on the mound in Friday night's matchup against the Philadelphia Phillies. Verlander will become the second pitcher to start a World Series game in three different decades, joining former Astro Roger Clemens. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's really amazing when you think about it, you know, when you really think about it, how bad Democrats are for America, but also for kids. It's like their whole life is about raping or killing or allowing the rape or murder of kids. So let me explain. I was just thinking about this during the break. Democrats let all the criminals and pedophiles out of prison. Democrats like, what is it, Ketanji Jackson, the new Supreme Court nominee? She had 10 cases in her entire career with pedophiles and gave all 10 the lightest possible sentence. Democrats spend their life letting murderers and rapists and pedophiles out of prison. They want open borders with sex traffickers and pedophiles coming into the country. They try and convert your children to become transgender or some sort of mentally ill gender fluid loser. They murder unborn children. They have a fascination with abortion and wanting to murder every unborn child to the moment of birth and beyond the moment of birth. And now they want to force vaccinate babies and toddlers and teenagers with experimental vaccines that will kill them or give them heart attacks and heart inflammation and leave them weakened in bed for the rest of their life. In violation of the Nuremberg Code. Every single thing Democrats want to do involves the murder, the rape, or the sexual abuse of children. It's unbelievable. When you leave the border open, you're killing the kids with fentanyl. You're killing the kids with opioids. You're killing the kids with child sex perverts. It's unbelievable. And now they want to force vaccinate all the kids. Amazing. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Engineer Tax Services. If you own a small business, listen up. Even a mom and pop business, even a little tiny one man or one woman business, this is for you. What ETS does, Engineer Tax Services, ETS, is they help you keep more of your own money, sometimes a lot more. They find lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar companies, and they apply it to your small business, even your mom and pop one man business. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades for small businesses, and they've got accountants, attorneys, engineers, and scientists who have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved little businesses like yours billions of dollars, and they work directly with your accountant. You don't change accountants. They work with your accountant. Call them today. Mention Wayne Root and get a free no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800, toll-free, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You get a free no-cost analysis. How cool is that? It doesn't cost you a thing, and you find out if they can save you a ton of money. Okay, so we've got our guest with us, Nan Su of the Epic Times. He is their senior Asia reporter. You can find them at the Epic Times. And by the way, it's pronounced Epic, but it looks like Epoch. So when you spell the Epoch Times or the Epic Times, it's spelt like T-H-E, the, and then E-P-O-C-H, times.com. But it's pronounced Epic Times. Nan Su, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Oh, okay. Hey, Wayne, thank you for having me. Long time no talk to you, Rob.
Pleasure to be on with you. So I brought you on because there's a topic that I'll bet most of my listeners and viewers and fans have never heard of, and yet it's monstrous, which is we've allowed China, the Communist Party of China, we've allowed them to open an overseas police station in the middle of America, in New York City. I don't understand how that's possible. Could America open a police station in the middle of China? Why is China allowed to have a police station to watch over Chinese, I assume, Chinese Americans and punish them somehow, and Chinese residents of China who came to America, maybe they're staying on a visa, and if they say something or do something wrong, the secret police report on them and they get sent back to China? Is that what the goal of this is?
Well, it was an investigation done by a Savannah-based NGO. It's the name of the organization is called Safeguard Defender. They spent years of investigation, and they discovered that Chinese regime has built overseas police stations in more than 30 countries. Most of them are Western democratic countries. They have built like more than 50 overseas police stations. The report so far, we didn't see the full report. But we know so far there was three that kind of Chinese police stations in Canada, Toronto, and there's one in United States. So they could have more in United States, but we don't know. But so far, the partial report that we have seen revealed that there's one Chinese police station in New York City. Now, keep in mind, you know, Chinese regime has no agreement with all these countries to open up this kind of police station. Now, what they do, all these police station do, is they, well, first of all, in the past decade, they have sent more than 225,000 Chinese people back to China. Can you imagine that? That's such a huge number of people. They send them back to China after they get out of China. And also, these police stations also do espionage for technology. They help the Chinese regime's infiltration work to increase the influence, political influence of Chinese regime to the local societies.
Why can't we kick them out, right? I mean, I don't know if you know the answer to that, but I guess I'm asking that rhetorically into the air. But why can't the United States of America kick them out? Why would we allow an overseas police station that reports back to communist China into the middle of the United States, into the middle of New York City? It seems to me that we have every right, just like we send diplomats home. You know, they're not diplomats, and it's not a diplomatic home. It's a police station. Chinese have no right to have a police station in the middle of the United States.
You are absolutely correct, Wayne. Now, I think that the report just came out like just a couple of weeks ago. I know in the past couple of weeks there have been Republican congressional representatives sending letters to our State Department to make a request.
Right.
They want to know more. Well, they want to know more about these police stations, right? What are they doing here? Oh, where are they? Who are these people? They want to know more. Now, I have not heard any further response yet from the State Department.
Right, I have not either, but I know that House Republicans expressed, quote, grave concern over the law enforcement presence of China in the middle of New York City, and they demanded the answer to six questions, and I'm unaware whether any of those questions were ever answered by our State Department, but I just don't know why you'd allow, first of all, Chinese law enforcement. You know what that really means? That means spies. That means like Gestapo. That means secret police, and God knows what kind of intimidation that they, you know, what kind of intimidating presence they've got over the Chinese people, Chinese American people in the middle of New York City. It's very, very scary. They're probably scared to speak out and say a single bad thing about all the terrible things that happen back in China run by the Communist Chinese Party, don't you think?
Yeah, I think what you're saying is absolutely true. If we don't kick them out, the next thing you know is the United States is going to become next Hong Kong.
Very scary. Well, it is. I mean, it is. And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with China. I think that, you know, Biden and the Democrats would love to spy on all of us, love to listen to every word we say on the phone, love to watch our texts, love to watch our emails. I assume everything I say and do on my emails, on my texts, on my phone is being listened to by the Biden administration because they're looking to put Republican critics in prison. That's what they're looking to do. And they're looking to raid President Trump. They're looking to throw Bannon in prison. They're looking to throw Peter Navarro in prison. They're looking to throw who else was some recent arrests. I don't know, there's so many I can't remember them all. But Mike Lindell, they surrounded Mike Lindell with FBI agents. And when Obama was president, they sicked government agencies on me. So I know these people are very bad, and they model themselves after the communists. And so whether it's communist China or the communists in Russia, which reminds me of another question I have for you. Describe the role that Russia plays in U.S.-China relations, Nansu. What does Russia have to do with U.S.-China relations?
Russia really trying to, it's kind of like a quid pro quo. Putin support Chairman Xi, because Chairman Xi want to unify Taiwan. So Putin openly support Chairman Xi, whatever the action the Chairman Xi is going to take to unify Taiwan, he's there to support him. And as a return, he want the Chinese communist regime to support Russia for its invasion in Ukraine. Now, it's very important for people to realize there is a camp. It's a huge camp over there in the Eurasian continent, quickly forming right now. It's a bunch of countries surrounding around China, Russia, and Iran. You know, there's other countries joining the camp, like Belarus, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, all these, you know, countries in the Central Europe, in the Central Asia, in the Central Asia, they're joining this camp. You know, that is, and their enemy, they look at United States as a number one enemy.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure. Listen, if World War III is about to break out, I think it's very possible. Even Biden himself admitted World War III is the closest it's been since the Cuban Missile Crisis and nuclear annihilation. I think it will be Russia and China as partners, brothers, partners, and teammates against the United States. And of course, Iran and North Korea and other countries will join with them. But in general, it'll be Russia and China as partners against the United States. Bad stuff. Nansu, we always appreciate the Epic Times. I think it's a great publication, one of the best ones available in America, telling us the truth about what's really going on. He is their senior Asia reporter, Nansu. You can find them at theepictimes.com. Thank you, Nansu. Hi, Wayne Allyn here. I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You know how much I believe in vitamins. Vitamins have been the key to my success, my incredible energy, my perfect health. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded by Dr. Group and has been in business for over 20 years. Dr. Group was one of President Trump's health advisors and worked to develop natural solutions to the situations we're dealing with around the world. One of the most heavily guarded secrets to health is that all disease begins in the gut. By cleansing your gut of toxins, you can strengthen your immune system, unlock more energy, and maintain regularity. That is why Oxy Powder is their top-selling supplement. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen for safe and gentle cleansing of your gut to help eliminate gas, constipation, and bloating. Oxy Powder is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your body, change your life. Get a 15% discount with a 100% one-year money-back guarantee for a limited time only. Visit globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 15% off. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and un... What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne Alaroot, fight, 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 fight. Yes, the fight song. You know, I just addressed a group of Jewish Republicans, the Jewish Republican Alliance, JRA, just a couple of nights ago at the home of a great friend of mine, Barack Lurie. And I was their keynote speaker, and I was speaking to a crowd of about, it was a little under 100 or so of Jewish Republicans in Las Vegas. And I told them that, you know, I'm not your typical Jew. I grew up the only Jew in an all-Italian mafia neighborhood, and it's nature versus nurture. By nature, I am Jewish. By nurture, I grew up Italian. I'm an Italian Jew for all intents and purposes. And then the Italians taught me how to fight, and then I fought my way out of the all-black middle school and high school and learned to make friends with black people and Italian people and every other kind of person out there who wished me ill will until they realized that I could kick their ass. And that's how life works. And most Jewish voters don't think like that because they weren't raised like that. They were lucky enough to be raised in a nice middle class or wealthy neighborhood. Very few Jews are raised in a very rough Italian working class neighborhood, let alone a mafia neighborhood, and very few Jews are raised where they go to an all-black middle school, all-black high school, and they have to fight to survive. So I'm different. I am a fighter, man, and I bring that fire to to this show every day, and I think that's why people like this show. I'm not very typical. You know, Ben Shapiro is more typical of my Jewish friends than I am. I'm more of an Italian than I am a Jew, just because of nurture versus nature, that famous saying, and it's definitely true. You know, it's who you're raised by more than the way you were born and the genes and the blood that's running through your body. And I was raised, with all my Italian buddies and all their Italian families and learned to live and think like them. And every time I meet an Italian, they're a Republican conservative. Every single Italian I meet in Las Vegas and everywhere I go, New York, L.A., you mean to show me an Italian male, all Republican. Show me an Italian female, 90% Republican. But every time I meet one of my fellow Jews, liberal Democrat, it's unbelievable to me, and it's embarrassing to me. It is perplexing to me. It is one of the great banes of my life, because I love the Jewish people, and I'll always be a Jew. I'm born a Jew. I'll always fight to defend the Jews. I'll always fight to defend Israel. But my gosh, when it comes to voting, they are so wrong. They're so right on everything else. The most educated people, the most cultured people, and without a doubt, the most successful in the history of America. When I went to Columbia University, we had a course called Ethnicity in America, and even liberal Columbia, I'm assuming today they would never do that. They'd call it racist. But in those days, in my class of 1983, they had a course where they identified the most successful groups that ever came to America, and number one by a mile was the Jewish people who emigrated to America and became huge successes here. And number two, a very distant second, was the Asian people. And then everybody else came after that. Italians, Irish, whatever, Polish. But Jews were number one by a mile as the group that came to America and did the best. So in so many ways, I just love the Jewish people and I'm proud to be Jewish. But in one way, politics, I am so embarrassed and absolutely disgusted by the way Jews vote, and I'll just keep fighting to try and change it, because they've got to learn, because you can't keep voting with people that want to destroy you. It's just stupid, and it's self-destructive, it's self-hating. You're voting for people that will lead to the destruction of America, of capitalism, of all the success you've built, and eventually the destruction of our military, and will be taken over by people that will absolutely scapegoat the Jews and come to get you first. So it's pretty stupid to vote Democrat. It really is. It's ignorant, completely ignorant, because in the end, when it becomes a socialist nation, they're going to come after the Jews. In the end, if China takes over our country, or Russia and China beat us in war, it'll always be the successful people that they hang in the street, or they take your property away and they put you in a prison and torture you. And guess who those people are? The Jewish people. So it's ridiculous that you would vote Democrat. Ridiculous. And Democrats hate Israel on top of everything else. So it just doesn't make sense. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Trump MSA. I just gave you a little Jewish reasoning there. Wayne Root Jewish reasoning. Wayne Root Italian Jewish reasoning. Wayne Root Italian common sense. Trump MSA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And you got to remember that name, TrumpMSA.com, TrumpMSA.com. Again, here's common sense. Most people have no idea that Trump signed an executive order while he was in office to improve Medicare with MSAs. And this is big news. Thank you, President Trump. Obamacare HMOs usually pay nothing if a sick patient goes out of network. With Trump MSAs, enrollees have the freedom to use any doctor and hospital you want. It's federal law, and people don't know that. Trump's Medicare MSAs receive thousands of dollars in their MSA account on January 1st, plus many thousands more because they no longer need a Medicare supplement, but there are only days left to enroll. I think you have until like December 7th, I believe. Trump's MSAs enjoy tax-free deposits, growth, and withdrawals. Trump has empowered anyone on Medicare. Enroll at TrumpMSA.com. Not available in all states. So you got to go check it out. If it's available, take advantage of it. TrumpMSA.com. TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. Coming up next, it's my Lindell TV Hour. But I am gonna talk a little bit about a Vegas story as well. Vegas story about when these vaccines are now mandated or allowed to be mandated or recommended to be mandated by the CDC. Is Governor Sisolak going to force your five-year-old to get the jab to go to kindergarten? And how about your toddlers? How about your teens? How about a brand new baby? There's a story about it at 360news.com, which is a great site in Las Vegas. And you will want to read about it. Go to 360news.com. I'll talk about it more later in the show. What will Governor Sisolak do? Let's hope he loses in November. We never have to worry about it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Eddie.